नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 25 ये क्या खोल के रखा इधर खोल के इधर क्यों रखा है? जहां वहां रख सकते। टेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 14 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 16। लाइट पूरा डिम है। अत्र एव माया धमना अवतारे हि अस्य प्रपंचस्य बहि स्फृतस्य कृष्णस्य च अंतर जठरे जनन्या मायात्वम् एव प्रकृति कृतं ते। अत्रैव माया धमनावतारे हि अस्य प्रपंचस्य बहिस्फुतस्य कृष्णस्य चान्त जठरे जनन्या मायात्वमेव प्रकृति कृतं ते। अत्रैव माया धमनावतारे हि अस्य प्रपंचस्य बहिस्फुतस्य कृत्स्नस्य चान्त जठरे जनन्या मायात्वमेव प्रकृति कृतं ते। अत्रैव माया धमनावतारे हि अस्य प्रपंचस्य बहिस्फुतस्य कृत्स्नस्य चान्त जठरे जनन्या मायात्वमेव प्रकृति कृतं ते। वर्ड मीनिंग अत्र इन दिस indeed. Maya dhamana, O subduer of Maya, avatare in the incarnation, he certainly asya of this prapanchasya created material manifestation. Vaihi externally Srutasya, which is visible, Krishnasya, entire, cha, and, antaha, within, jathare, your abdomen, jananyaha, unto your mother, mayatvam, your bewildering potency, eva, indeed. Prakriti kritam has been demonstrated. Te by you. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, in this incarnation, you have proved that you are the supreme controller of Maya. Although you are now within this universe, the whole universal creation is within your transcendental body, a fact you demonstrated by exhibiting the universe within your abdomen before your mother Yashoda. Please repeat. My dear Lord, in this incarnation, you have proved that you are the supreme controller of Maya. Although you are now within this universe, the whole universal creation is within your transcendental body, a fact you demonstrated by exhibiting the universe within your abdomen before your mother, Yashoda. Purport. Lord Brahma here describes the inconceivable spiritual potency of the Lord. We may find a pot within a house, but we can hardly expect to find the house within the same pot. By the Lord's spiritual potency, however, he can appear within this universe and simultaneously exhibit all the universes within his body. One may argue that since the universes seen by Mother Yashoda within Lord Krishna's abdomen were within the Lord's body, they are different from illusory material universes manifest externally. Here Lord Brahma refutes that argument. However, Lord Krishna is Maya Dhamana, the supreme controller of illusion. By the Lord's own supreme mystic potency, he can bewilder even illusion herself. And thus, the Lord actually exhibited all the material universes within his body. This is mayatvam, the supreme bewildering potency of the personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sriroopam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna pada
सहना ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण राम राम हरे हरे। सो कृष्ण इज नाउ हाउ मेनी इयर्स ओल्ड? ही इज 5 इयर्स इन दिस पास्ट टाइम्स 4 यस अगर Gasur already killed. So it is, he entered already 5 years. So, and he was 5 year boy as Brahma started his prayers, looking that particular picture of Krishna, who is standing as a 5 year boy, as a cowherd boy, and is one of the most favorite pastimes of Krishna. He is sitting in the bank of a Jamuna, bank of a river, and eating prasadam or eating food with his dear friends, his own associates. So, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, even Nityananda Prabhu also, remembering those Bhojan Leela in Krishna's pastimes in Bank of Jamuna, he also, one time he arranged a big festival, Churadahi, cheap rice and curd. This is Churadahi festival, Panihati festival. In that festival, even that day, he has to take prasadam in Raghav Pandit's house. He invited him. But he forgot this invitation. He was just eating here, sitting in back of Ganges with thousands and thousands of people, sitting everywhere with one cup cheap rice, cheap rice with curd, and another pot cheap rice with milk. And there's a huge festival. Raghav Pandit came, didn't ask Nityananda Prabhu, what is going on? What you are doing here? I cooked so many items in my house and you are eating here. Nityananda Prabhu told, Gopo jati ami, Gopo gana sange, sukhopai ami pulina bhojana range. I am a coward boy. So because as Balaram he missed that festival, which when Krishna was eating with coward boy, Brahma was observing from his swan carrier, that day Balaram did not come. But he remembered many incidents, they eat like this. He told, I am a coward boy, Gopo jati ami, Gopo gana sange. In association of the coward boyfriends or coward boys, I enjoy this picnic like this. This is our favorite pastimes. Nitya told, I feel very happy when I eat my food in association of the with the cowherd boys. So expressed that I am a cowherd boy. Though even many incidents, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also expressed himself as a cowherd boy. This is, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, there are so many names of Krishna, but I don't take all names. I don't consider so many names. If someone asks, what is the most favorite name of Krishna, then I will tell, Jasodhanandana Shyamasundara. Krishna Sabdara Bahu Artha Namani. I don't accept so many meanings to the word Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, he is explaining that Jasodhanandana Shyamasundara Dvi Matra Jani. I just accept these two names. He is a son of mother Jasoda, and Radharani calls him as Shyamasundara. This is the most favorite name. So he is originally a cowherd boy. Another place Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also told, Swayam Rupe Gopo Vesa, Ami Gopo Gyan. Vasudeva Khetriya Vesa, Ami Khetriya Gyan. Swayam Rupe. In his original feature, he is a cowherd boy. Swayam Rupe Gopo Vesa. He dressed himself as a cowherd boy. As he is standing here in front of Brahma also, he is standing as a cowherd boy. Just 5 year old boy, and also having some food in his hand, some cod rice, fruit, and some fruit salad, and there is some pickles in between his fingers. So that is just, but as we see here in previous verses, particularly verse 12, that Krishna is considering. Necessary. Brahma is considering Krishna as his father and mother, because he is a Brahma, is born, he has no material father and mother like us. He is directly born from the lotus. He was appeared in a lotus, and that is connected to the abdomen navel of Garbhagata Sai Vishnu. So he was also finding himself sitting on lotus, he was searching, who is my source, from where did I emanate? And he was going down and coming up, and then he could not find anything. Finally he heard this word, two word, tapah, austerity, perform austerity. Then Brahma performed great austerity for thousands of years. Then finally he saw whom he saw. Yesterday we are giving Hindi class, there is the Prahlad Maharaj is praying that Sahasra Sirs, after your meditation you saw that this thousand-headed Sahasra Sirsa Purusa, Jai Purusa Sukta like. Anyhow, Brahma has experienced all experience. In the Purusa Sukta, we pray Sahasra Sirsa Purusa. Or when Gopakumar went to Brahma Loka, he also saw that picture. Sahasra Sirsa Purusa, he was so many, thousands of heads, thousands of eyes, thousands of ears, thousands of hands, thousands of legs like this. But we see third canto also again, Brahma saw and he prayed to Garbhadaksha Vishnu, as Vishnu, as his. Then he prayed in Brahma Sangita as Ishwara, Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Then finally he saw him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Sarva Karana Karanam. But Krishna, here in this pastimes, in his own original pastimes, he thinks himself as a Swayam Rupe Gopo Vesa, I am a cowherd boy, and I am son of Mother Jasoda and Nanda. But here Brahma is telling, verse 12, that, Lord Adhokhita, does a mother takes offense? He considering Krishna as his father and mother. Because Brahma is saying there is no difference between between Krishna and Garbhadaksai Vishnu or Sahasra Sirsa Purusha. He is saying same personality. So he is saying but Krishna is thinking, what he is speaking this Brahma, this four-headed person, who is he? I don't know him. And he is praying me, he is telling me you are my father and mother, and just like a child within her womb kicked with his legs, and so, but the mother did not take the offense. Similarly, Brahma is definitely committed some offenses. He tried to test Krishna's potency, seeing how he is powerful. So with his tiny yogic power or his yoga shakti, Brahma tried to test Krishna. As we know, he stole the cowherd boys and also the cubs, and Krishna again created the another group of cowherd boys and cubs. Now Brahma is in a puzzle. He just seeing that the boys to whom he kept in a cave, they are sleeping there in Jogodendra, they are sleeping there. And then he come again and see also there are some cowherd boys and cubs with Krishna. So he is in dilemma, what is going on? And suddenly Krishna saw him, who is this cowherd boys and cubs? They are all Vishnus, they are all Vishnu murtis, 400 Vishnu form, holding all the weapons, Sankha Chakra Galapadna. And so seeing this, then Brahma could understand. This boy, appearing like an innocent boy, did not know anything, but actually he is the cause of all causes. Then Brahma started praying, he is offering his prayers. He was very feeling himself committed offense. Then he is praying to excuse him. Please excuse me. That is his intention, praying Krishna, please excuse my offenses. You are just like my father and mother. So similarly, please excuse, in this particular prayer, in this verse 16, he is addressing Krishna as Maya Dhamana. You are controller of Maya. Because Brahma, the Maya Shakti or the illusory potency, that is the Yoga Shakti of Brahma, is topmost in this material world. He is the topmost. He is the first living entity, and he is empowered by Krishna. No one has more illusory potency than Brahma. Brahma can use his yoga shakti, his yogic powers, because he is the great. No one has performed so much austerity as Brahma did. He performed his topmost, austerity, and so when he saw that his power is already defeated by Krishna's yogic power, how Krishna, then he thinking how Krishna is great. Is the thousands of Vishnu murtis are emanating from him. So I am just emanating from the navel of one such Vishnu, Garbhadaksai Vishnu. But Krishna is a source of all Vishnus. Even later on he prayed in Brahma Sanghita, Dipachi Revo Hirasantara. Anyhow, all these Vishnu murtis, they are appearing from Krishna. So, considering all these situations, then Brahma could understand Krishna is actually the controller of the illusory potency. Even the illusory potency personified herself could not put Krishna in illusion. So sometimes we see even also in Ramachandra's pastimes, when Ramachandra was just wandering in the forest, when Ravana already stolen Sita, and he was searching everywhere Sita, he was crying in separation from Sita. And the Lord Shiva and Parvati, Parvati is actually the goddess of illusion, he is a Durga Devi. So she was thinking, how this person is a supreme personality of Godhead? That just like Brahma is seeing that Krishna was eating with coward boys, thinking how he is a supreme personality of Godhead. Similarly, Parvati was thinking, he is the goddess that is called the illusion personified. She was thinking how this Ramachandra is God. She is crying and wondering for his wife, here and there. Then he told Lord Shiva, how can you consider this, that you taking his name Rama, Rama, how is supreme personality of Godhead? He just look here, he just wondering his wife, he is crying for his wife, like an ordinary man, he is, I don't believe he is God. So even Sita, so that Durga Parvati, he wanted to test Rama. So she took the form of Goddess Sita. She appeared as Sita Devi before Ramachandra. And he seeing Durga Devi as or Parvati as Sita, the Ramachandra immediately told, "Oh mother, Parvati, how you are here? Where is Lord Shiva?" Even she was in form of Mother Sita. So that's how we see, no one can put the Supreme Lord in illusion. Even the illusion, the goddess illusion herself tried to test the Lord. She defeated. So Maya Dhamani, so he sees actually, even what is to speak about the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord, even his pure devotees, they can very easily defeat Maya Devi. Maya Devi herself. Even we see in Haridas Thakur's pastimes, is Brahma Haridas. And Maya Devi herself come to test him. First, prostitute was sent by Ramchandra Khan. Then after that pastimes when she became a devotee, then Maya Devi herself come to test Brahma and Haridas Thakur. And Haridas, then finally she was in failure and she saw his own, as he expressed her own feeling, that he told, "I am actually a Maya Devi, the goddess of illusion personified." That he told Haridas Thakur, "Please you initiate me from my husband. I initiated him as Rama Mantra. Now you can give me full mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So in this way you see how this Krishna and Krishna's holy name and his pure devotees, they are so powerful. Here is Brahmaji is addressing that Maya Dhamanishwari. He is telling that, "Oh Lord, you are actually controller of Maya. The illusory potency herself cannot do any harm to you. Even this, by her illusory potency, even she could be defeated by you. What to speak about me, Brahma?" Brahma tried with his yoga shakti to defeat Krishna, but he was defeated. So then Brahma is telling that that in this although you are now within this universe, the whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. Hi asya prapanchasya bahirsputasya. This prapancha, this material world, this entire material creation that is looking out of you. You are standing here like a coward boy, and everything is your emanating from you. Aham sarvasya prabhava matah sarvam pravartate. You are cause of everything and everything emanating from you. But actually, everything also within you. How it is? Then Brahma is telling, because you, this past times you have shown to your mother, your mother Jasoda, she saw everything, the entire universe within your abdomen. You saw to your mother. It's not I am speculating, Brahma is telling, just I am telling you, but it is factual. We are seeing everything outside, this prapancha, this material creation, and at the same time, entire material creation, the all universes, universes within your abdomen. Then he's telling, this is this past times you have shown to your mother, as in the previous chapters we have already this past times have discussed how Krishna saw the entire universe to his mother in his abdomen. Within your so here in purport, the total purport is written here is just from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's purport. It just seemed the as it is presented here. Lord Brahma describes the inconceivable spiritual potency of the Lord. We may find a pot within a house, but can hardly expect to find the house within the same pot. By the Lord's spiritual potency, however, he can appear within the universe and simultaneously exhibit all the universes within his body. Everything, every impossible thing is possible for Krishna. Maybe it appear before us, it is impossible. But for Krishna, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible for him. That's why simply we must have full faith on Krishna. We must faith in Krishna. Otherwise, if we don't have faith on Krishna's potency, then we cannot understand Krishna. Just like Prabhupada used to say the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how this cobbler and the Brahmin. There is an Arad Muni one time traveling, he was visiting this earth planet, he was with different places, then he come to Allahabad in Sangam, Ganga Jamuna Saraswati Sangam place, he took a bath, then he, first he come, he saw a Brahman. Then seeing Narad Muni, Brahman become, I am surprised, then he, of course he pay obeisance to Narad Muni. Then he told Narad Muni, now where are you going? Narad Muni told, I am going to the Supreme Lord's abode, the topmost planet. Narad Muni has a license to visit, to go everywhere. He can go everywhere. So he told, okay, then can you ask my Lord? Seeing here, I am worshipping Salagram, I am reading so many Vedic literature, all core Vedas, so many Vedic literatures, I am reading all, every day I never do Prajalpa. I always read Shastra, engage in Shastra and chanting his glories, and you see all these things, I am distributing so much prasadam. So, how long I have to stay in this material world? At what time is but I can return back to Godhead after this lifetime? Please ask this question to the Supreme Lord, and please in your next visit you may give me a perfect answer or whatever you heard from the Supreme Lord. Lord, of course, definitely I will ask your question to the Supreme Lord. Then he walked forward, then he saw underneath a people tree, or a barren tree, he was just another cobbler was. Cobbler was just stitching the shoes and repairing the shoes instruments. But Narad Muni saw something extraordinary from that cobbler. Though he is engaged in this such activity, but he is chanting Krishna's name. He is chanting Krishna's name and doing his work. So Narad Muni stopped there. Then seeing Narada Muni again, he pay obeisance, the cobbler also pay obeisance, then he asked Narada Muni same question. Narada Muni, where are you going? Then he told, oh, I am going to the Supreme Lord's abode, Vaikuntha Dhane. Then cobbler asked also, can you ask the Supreme Lord, I am such a fallen soul, you are seeing how I am spending my time. I am born in such a low class family. And when I return back to my Supreme Lord's life, his tears are flowing from his eyes, crying and asking. Narada Muni, of course, don't worry, I will ask about your question also. And Narada Muni, when he went to the Vaikuntha Loka, then he, after meeting the Supreme Lord, after finishing his duties like paying his obeisances and offering prayer, then I asked, when Krishna asked him, Narada Muni, what is the message from Earth planet? What is going on there? Anything you have to inform me? He told, okay, Lord, other things, then he told about these two questions. This Brahmana asked me this question and this cobbler also asked this question. So please tell me, when they will come back to your abode. And so then Krishna told, okay, this Brahmana has to take millions of births again. Many births, after many, many, many births, maybe. But this cobbler, the same answer, he also told this cobbler that, okay, Krishna, the cobbler also will come back after this lifetime, will come back. Narada Muni became surprised, how it is possible? He is doing it well. Then come back to the earth. Krishna told, don't worry. You just tell the answer, what I told you. And another thing you have to tell them. When you are in my planet or in this abode of Vaikuntha, they will ask what the Supreme Lord was doing. You will tell the same answer to both. Tell that Supreme Lord was just, there is a huge elephant. And he was just passing that elephant. Little hole in his needle. In a needle, there is a little hole, and he was passing this elephants from one side to another side to one side in this way. He just amusing. This is one of his pastimes. He doing like this in Vaikuntha, and Lakshmi was laughing like this. So he told to went to the when Narada Muni come back, and he went to the Brahmana. He told the same thing. He asked. Narada Muni, he told, yes, Lord told we have to take many, many births before return back to Godhead. He could not believe. He told, no, I cannot believe it. Because you see, I am doing so many austerities, reading all scriptures, everything I am doing, what is anything, mistake with me? Why I have to take so many births? Narada Muni, it is true that you went to Vaikuntha Loka. He even started doubting Narada Muni, whether you went to Vaikuntha. This is your nature. You are simply trying to cheat the pen. You are simply joking with others. Always speaking lie, and you will be engaging quarrelings among the peoples, and I see it practically. Narada Muni, okay, if you have gone to the Vaikuntha planet, then tell what is my Lord was doing there, what he is doing. And Narada Muni saw the same thing. He told me, this Krishna was amusing, Lord was amusing, near the needle, and there's a small hole, and Lord was just taking one huge elephant in the needle, one side to another, another side to the other side. Then he become furious, very angry. Told, this is a limit, to just to speak like this. I am a Brahmin. You sing, I am a, and you are just, my anger is arising because of your this types of dealing with me. So now Narada Muni could understand why this Brahman has to take many births. Before coming to, because he has no faith on the supreme potency of the Supreme Lord, and he could not even behave properly to the Vaishnavas. Like Narada Muni, such a great saint, he could not believe him. In the words of Narada Muni, he has doubts. And he has doubts in Lord's pastimes, how Lord could do these things. Same thing he went and told to the scholars. He told, yes, what my Sivaj asked also, what my Supreme Lord was doing. And he told, your Supreme Lord was, the huge elephant, he was passing through to the whole, little hole of a needle. And he told same thing, but the cobbler left all his work and started dancing. How you, Narada surprised, wow, you were dancing, what happened? Now look, how great my Lord. What he could not, what is impossible for him? He could do anything and everything. Narada surprised, how you believe that? Huge elephants he could take just inside his little hole in a needle. He told, what is impossible for my Supreme Lord? You see, this huge banyan tree, and there is a little, how this banyan tree come from a little seed? Banyan seed is very little. And from such a little seed, this huge banyan tree could come. My Lord can do anything. He create everything. How can anything be impossible for my Lord? So he dancing like anything and crying and seeing these things that Narada Muni could understand. So we must have full faith that Krishna can do anything and everything. Everything is possible for him. Prabhupada also used to say that impossible is your lies in fool's dictionary. Impossible is a word lies in fool's dictionary. If some, like Krishna can do any impossible possible. Similarly, even Krishna's pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, it is not impossible for him anything. Whatever his pure devotee develop a desire, Krishna has no other business. Simply he fulfills the desires of his pure devotees. He has no other business. Even when there is no ISKCON, nothing was there, Prabhupada has no money. He was just wandering in, going again and again to the Sumati Murarji for a ticket for in Jaldut. He was visiting Sumati Murarji, but when he was coming that way, and he was just going down toward the ocean, the Sumati Murarji's house is there. So he saw this corner, this land, this Jew temple, this land. Then Prabhupada was telling, that time he has nothing. But he was seeing this land and there are so many coconut trees, and so then Prabhupada was telling, oh Krishna, if you will give me this land, I will build a marble temple for you. So that time Prabhupada did not have anything. But because this desire developed in Prabhupada's mind, the temple appeared there. It's a huge temple, guest now. The best temple in Bombay. This most crowded temple in Bombay. So, anything a pure devotee desire, that is Krishna fulfills. Krishna has no other business. He just... we have to be... come to gradual process. We are in sadhakas, in sadhana bhakti. We have to gradually develop our sadhana. And from vidhi bhakti, then we come to the raganuga platform and prema bhakti stage. When one become a pure devotee, you can achieve that prema bhakti stage. As Rupa Goswami described in Nectar of Devotion in bhava bhakti, bhava and prema bhakti, he told what are the symptoms of such a devotee. Khyantir, abhyartha kalatvam, virakti, mana sunyata, asabandha, samadkantha, namagane, sadaruchi, asakti tad gunakhyane, priti tad vasati sthale. So, bhava iti bhavankurajane, the person who is this symptoms develop, bhava bhakti come to the bhava prema bhakti platform, then these symptoms are there. Khyanti, he is tolerant, abhyartha kalatvam, whenever misuse a single moment of the time, virakti, he is detached from the material world, from the sense gratification. Biraktir mana sunyata. He never expect any prestige. He is ready to give respect to everyone, but he never expect any prestige. Birakti mana sunyata asabandha. He is optimistic. He thinks that, yes, one day I will reach the Golok Vrindavan, I will reach the Lord, I will attend the Lord and His service. Asabandha samutkantha, namagane sadaruji. He is very eager for devotional service, and he is very attached to chanting holy name, namagane sadaruji. Asaktitad gunakhyane, whenever any opportunity he got, he go on glorifying the Supreme Lord. Gunakhyane, he was just getting so much pleasure in explaining the Lord's pastimes to others. When he got an opportunity to speak about the Supreme Lord, he become very eager to speak about that. Asaktitad gunakhyane, prititad vasati sthale, and he likes to stay in a place where Lord has performed his intimate pastimes, like Vrindavan or like this, at least in mind, living in body and living in mind. Mind, living in mind is more powerful. He is always meditating on those pastimes. So in this way, these symptoms described. By the Krishna's mercy, Krishna eka premadata sastra pramani, even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami told. Krishna himself can grant someone his pure devotional service, or one can come through the proper process. Brahma is directly got mercy from Supreme Lord. And we are as living entities, we are performing sadhana, and we have hope that one day with the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we may also go in step and step, achieve that. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? Yes. Just take this mask out, your voice is not clear. Huh?
So, until unless Krishna decides to give it to Brahma personally, but we see that here Brahma itself quoting the previous pastime where he sold the universe to Yasoda. So, how do we understand that?
So, to understand Krishna and Krishna's pastimes and his pure devotee is not so easy. When Krishna performs a pastimes, he has so many. Is simultaneously so many other pastimes also going happen. Because these gopis, they pray, the cowherd girls, they pray before. Katyayani, Devi, please make this Nanda Gopa Sukta as our husband. So this is how Krishna is to fulfill all these desires. So that's why he planned everything and he acted in such a way, all these pastimes. Unless Brahma stole this cowherd boys and how the desires of the cows, Vrindavan, the other mothers, the elderly gopis, they're thinking Krishna is their son. Krishna must drink our breast milk, and how this cowherd girl's desire was get fulfilled. So Krishna has planned all these things. So actually, everything is done by Krishna. He planned everything and he used someone. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, you see this Chota Haridas. He got illusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy. Even if he left this planet, just Mahaprabhu could see and other devotees could see, they could hear the voice of Chota Haridas. He was singing so sweetly when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting the seaside or other side when he was doing Sankirtan. Everyone heard this voice of Chota Haridas, but he is not looking anywhere. So sometimes to teach the living entities, or Krishna has to fulfill the desires of everyone, he has to perform some pastimes. Here is not that just Brahma get illusioned. But Krishna used Brahma in his pastimes to fulfill so many things. So we cannot, as our Sampradaya Acharya, he is the founder Acharya of Brahma Sampradaya. We cannot tell that Brahma was get illusioned. Even our Acharya of this Sampradaya, Madhvacharya, he did not comment anything. He just spoke and slowly just left everything. He did not comment. So, okay, any question here? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your TV last day. For this, the pastime of the scholar and Brahman, we have like so many times. Question comes in, why Brahmana and I could not have faith, even if you were studying Shastra and everything and doing all Brahman?
This is called Snartha Brahmana. This is, that's why there is the difference between a Snartha Brahmana and a Brahmana Vaishnava. So Snartha Brahmana, they could not develop this thing. They simply strict to the rules and regulations, very strict. But they could not understand why we are doing these things. What is the goal? So that's why Snartha Brahmana, they are following so many rules and regulations, but they did not know what is the goal to achieve Krishna Prem. So Krishna not see all these things. Krishna sees how he can study our heart directly. What is going on within us, what we are thinking, what we are planning. He could see the Brahmanas, what is their things and how this wife of the Brahmanas, how he there. Krishna want us to be simple. He don't want all these things. He is bhavagrahi. He could understand everything, whatever our sentiment, whatever we are thinking within, that is more important than what is we are doing externally. Okay. Hare Krishna.